Now, Duncan, we've got this question from Mark here. He says, I'm 53 years old. I've noticed my memory is not as good as it used to be. Is there anything I can do to improve it?
First thing to say is that memory is an incredibly kind of complex phenomenon. Indeed, one of the major roles of the brain is to learn from our experience and our environment and apply that knowledge to new scenarios. But there's been quite a lot of research exploring whether or not you can train people's memories and whether that will yield improvements. So most of that work's been done with short-term memory or working memory. Initially, there were some really exciting findings showing that you could train people's short-term memories, and that would translate to benefits in wider everyday usage. And that spawned a whole series of brain training apps and programs online, which you've probably all seen. However, that finding has been incredibly difficult to replicate.
As in, if you do these things, you will improve your memory or improve your reasoning ability and so on. That sort of finding is hard to replicate. Is that what you're saying?
The original finding that was really exciting was that not only will you get better at the things that you've trained on, that will also generalize to other things that you haven't trained on.
So this is a miracle sales opportunity for the people who make these games, yeah. But it's not supported by the science. Ka-ching.
My boss describes it as the Wild West of cognition, in that there are people who make very strong claims about the benefits of this kind of training. But in my view, and I think there's probably the increasing consensus, is that when you look at studies that use the gold standard methods, you can get very strong improvements on specific things that you train on, but you won't get wide generalization.
Is a good way of thinking about this perhaps to say, well, we know the study that was done on the London cab drivers who learned the map of London. We saw that there was evidence of an improvement in the part of the brain, the hippocampus, where you store a map of the world. But we didn't see every part of their brain suddenly becoming a lot larger. We saw just this discrete mapping of the world part of the brain get bigger.
Yeah, so that's quite a nice analogy, a way to think about it. Another way of thinking about it is that the way these training programs work is that they're usually very specific and they're very divorced from reality. So you kind of games online that don't really bear any resemblance to real life. And so one of the big moves in the training field now is to try and develop new ways of training people that are much closer to the things you actually want to improve. So for instance, with the cabbies, they got these specific gains in spatial navigation and spatial memory because they were doing it every single day. And the idea is that if we could design training in a better way that's closer to the things we're trying to help people with, then it might be more beneficial.
So do you think this claim, because patients sometimes say to me, I do the cryptic crossword every day and I know how fast I can complete it in and I've got better and I think this keeps my brain agile into old age. Do you think that's true?
It could be true. It's quite hard to demonstrate empirically because empirically you have to do this very tightly controlled, randomized controlled trial.
So you think people who can do the crossword, they're in a selection group,
yeah, exactly,
already.
Right.
They're already pretty good, so they're much less likely to suffer problems.
One of the studies that we have done is with people who've had a stroke. Older adults, usually over 50, and who've had a stroke, and they're experiencing some really quite profound attention and memory problems, which does show that there are some benefits to people like that of current kind of training programs. The pilot study was really quite promising in showing that actually there are people for whom the training could be beneficial.
Well, that solves that one then. Thank you, Duncan.